Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Prophet. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, Social Security.
Yeah.
Let's hit on some high points of Social Security.
So the basic thing with Social Security is, and we really mean this, is we encourage everybody to create a Social Security account, print off their unique statement, their unique situation. Because everybody's Social Security circumstances are different and unique. And the as Neil will tell you, he works at our office, he used to work at Social Security Administration, the amount of regs related to Social Security is vast in size and numbers. But some key highlights related to Social Security, people ask us questions are, is what age can I draw Social Security? Well, it does depend. But if you're in normal circumstances, the quickest you can draw Social Security, if no one has died, is 62 years old. If you are the spouse or a widow of someone that's died and you meet the number, the criteria, at 60 years old, you can start drawing Social Security depending upon circumstances. Now, in certain cases, if you're disabled or other things are occurring, there's different rules and different provisions. These are just general provisions. A lot of people's full retirement age is close to 67 or 66 in some months at this point, and that's generally the main full retirement age that people can draw Social Security. Most people really start looking at Social Security when they hit 65 because Medicare hits. And when you've got Medicare health insurance, you know, coverage, a lot of people start looking at Social Security, and a lot of our customers start drawing Social Security and retire about that age. That's pretty normal phrase.
Good. Right. So what happens if I postpone receiving my benefit until after the full retirement age?
You get 8% roughly more a year. Now that's a range, it does change. But every year you wait on Social Security, you get about 8% more. And every year you take it earlier, you lose about 8% based on the current rules. Now that's about, it can be 7.3 or 7.2 basically calculated. That's just a general range. So we're just trying to get close. And like nothing beats looking at the actual statement.
Right, and if I'm still working, can I draw Social Security?
Yes, but it depends on the penalties and how it works. So one of the big things that people look at, you know, for retirement is drawing Social Security early. So if you draw Social Security early, you lose $1 for every $2 you make over $22,320 in 2024. That number will change every year, so it does go up a little bit. But for every $2 you make over that amount, you will lose $1 in benefit. Now, the year that you reach full retirement age, you get about $60,000 you can make, roughly, just a little bit under, that you'll be penalized for every $3 you make over, you'll lose a dollar. So you can draw, but there is some drawbacks there. Now, actually, after full retirement age, you aren't limited. So you can draw your money and you still get the maximum benefit, and you can still work. And many people are, you know, a lot of people working older because, you know, there's a population shortage.
Right. And if I die, how much do my family, how much will they receive in survivor's benefits? I know this is a really tough one.
And so on this one, because of the complexity of how it works, we would invite anybody to come in our office and let us get your Social Security statement. You know, because everybody is so different and the calculations are so unique. Generally speaking, you know, obviously if a spouse was to die, you are allowed to typically take over that spouse's benefit if you've been married for a certain period of time, generally speaking. And there are some maximum family benefits based on your income, how many kids you have, and the situation. So we would actually, for that one, encourage you to reference your actual Social Security statement before making a decision on that, and we're happy to help you get it. I know this is a unique podcast because some of those details, Social Security, surprisingly enough, it depends a lot. And so we would love to look at your statement and see what you actually are.
You know, and I think that's the thing with Social Security specifically. If you're like over 50 and you want to know what the Roth contribution limit is, it's 8,000. It's pretty black and white. But Social Security is a lot more, it depends, and it's a lot more gray, which is why it's really important to come in and be like, hey, let's make you a plan. Let's look at your Social Security in light of all the other retirement vehicles.
Exactly, because there is no really one size fit all, you know, for Social Security. We've hit some of the highlights today, which is important.
Sure.
But nothing beats grading your statement. Hey, log in your statement. Make sure that what you made is appropriately, you know, put on there. Because if it's not, it doesn't work. You know, my mom was a school teacher for several years. And in the state of Missouri where she worked, they actually put her Social Security with her general pension. So whenever she did not make it the full 20 years with the state of Missouri pension system, they put that money back in her Social Security. So make sure you're checking on this before things happen because you want to look at that statement. That statement is the key thing to look at for Social Security.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us today about Social Security and all the inherent complexities of it. And thank you for tuning in today, and I hope you have a great day.